Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Today's homilist is Charlene Bradley. As we celebrate the harvest, let us pray that all people across this planet would know plenty and good things and blessings.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Holy Spirit, bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Job, chapter 42, beginning at the first verse. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but by now my eyes see you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came to him all his brothers and sisters, and all who had known him before, and they ate bread with him in his house. They showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He named the first one Jemima, the second one Keziah, and the third one Karankabuk. In all the land, there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years, and he saw his children and his children's children, 4 generations. And Job died old and full of days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. Not of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Oh, hear us, Lord, when we cry to you. Calm our bodies and minds with the peace which passes understanding, and make us radiant with the knowledge of your good through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, beginning with the 23rd verse. Furthermore, the former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high-level priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and fill them with love for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Good morning, everyone. So here we are now on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, and we hear the story of Jesus healing Bartimaeus. I want to tell you a story about someone who refused to just send off a shopping list prayer and a hope for the best. His prayer was a determined effort to make a difference. In his case, a difference to his own life. With that proviso, having just heard today's gospel, I'd like to try something with you. I'd like to ask at this time, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, just stop and close your eyes for a few moments. I'd like us to do this together so we can truly picture what Bartimaeus experienced that day. Sit now with your eyes closed as I summarize today's gospel. If you're like me, sometimes hearing it more than once, it helps to paint a clearer picture of how everything unfolded. We learn that Jesus and his disciples, with a large crowd, were leaving Jericho en route for Jerusalem. A blind beggar was sitting by the roadside. That's Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout to Jesus to have mercy on him. Then he hears many in the crowd who ordered him to be quiet. But the man was determined to be heard by Jesus and cried even more loudly, "Jesus, have mercy upon me." Jesus stopped then and heard his cry and asked for the man who had cried out to him to be brought to him. They called the blind man, who flung his coat off as quickly as he could and sprang and ran to Jesus. The conversation between Bartimaeus and Jesus is quite simple. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man asking to see again. Jesus replies to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." So there you have it. With your eyes closed, what did you notice? What did you feel? The obvious loss of sight, no doubt your world all of a sudden feels much smaller and darker. Perhaps you've already noticed that some senses are heightened. You hear more and become aware of even the slightest noise surrounding you, maybe even making you more hypervigilant. If you're like me, trying to find your way, perhaps you try and feel your way around. You notice and sense things differently with your eyes closed, don't you? You sense the world around you differently. Does anyone know how long Bartimaeus was blind? The scripture reading doesn't tell us how long he was blind or what caused the blindness to occur. Perhaps he was born that way, or perhaps he started his life with his sight and due to illness or injury, he went blind. Can you imagine living your life completely blind and the impact it would have on your life and those around you? On the other side of the coin, what benefits does it have? Bartimaeus had a sense of urgency on that day when he found out Jesus was close. Can you sense the desperation and anticipation he must have felt trying to be heard over the crowd? Perhaps you can even feel the sense of hope and excitement of possibility when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing through. No doubt his sense of determination shines through. He didn't give up until he was heard. As a beggar on the side of the road, how do we think he felt? Some could say he felt isolated, abandoned, not knowing how to change anything, perhaps feeling helpless, depressed, or anxious, feelings of desperation perhaps. Perhaps he knew that one day Jesus would be there if he was patient enough to wait for him. It doesn't say in this particular passage, but what if Bartimaeus, while he couldn't see, quietly sat on the side of the road, praying and waiting patiently for Christ to pass by where he was? The crowd tries to stop Bartimaeus from crying out to Jesus, while Bartimaeus tries desperately to get Jesus to hear him over the crowd. The situation seems pretty bleak for Bartimaeus, for him to be heard, that is. When you think about all the people that were there, the one voice over many. Yet despite the orders for him to be silent, Bartimaeus keeps trying. Wow, what a fighter. Then as now, no doubt that in your own lives, you have all experienced these same feelings as Bartimaeus and felt that struggle.
Why don't I get what I ask for every time? If he loves me so much, why can't I get what I want when I want? Why don't I feel heard even if I am heard? And why doesn't he answer me right away? One saying quickly comes to mind: dream plus struggle equals victory. There are times in our lives when we feel we don't know what to do. We have these dreams and plans of things that we want and love to do, but we don't know how to get there. Sometimes we don't even know what we want, but we know we don't want what's in front of us. There are so many struggles and things seeming preventing us from getting there. It seems like such a hard battle to fight. Perhaps you struggle with challenges and you don't understand why you have them. Sometimes even the world feels like it's attacking us and we have no idea what to do next. It takes strength, courage, determination, and faith. In today's reading, we know Jesus healed Bartimaeus. Jesus answered his call for help that day because he had the faith to ask for it. Jesus healed Bartimaeus. He came to him, making his voice heard over the many who tried to silence him for trying. Bartimaeus was determined and never gave up. He was so determined, and his faith showed in that he didn't give up, even though many ordered him silenced. He was expecting Jesus to hear him, and so he did. Bartimaeus was so excited when he learned that Jesus heard him calling. He flung his coat off and sprang up to Jesus as quickly as he could. Maybe Bartimaeus knew while he sat along the side of the road that Jesus would be coming through Jericho towards Jerusalem and wanted to be there when the time came. He was determined and he had faith. Perhaps in his seemingly dark and isolated world on the side of the road that day, he knew Jesus would come. He knew because he had prayed and expected him to be, trusting that he would be. Who knew how long he had waited? In Bartimaeus' struggle, he became stronger. Let us not lose sight of the patience Bartimaeus showed by his life. We know of the grown man sitting on the side of the road, but did you remember how long he had been blind for? He patiently waited upon the Lord for him to act in his timing for the greatest good of all. Then, when the time came, Bartimaeus was heard and his prayer answered by Jesus who stood before him. When Jesus healed him, grateful to have eyes to see, Bartimaeus followed Christ along his way. Jesus, in this passage about Bartimaeus, teaches us by his example that those who cry out to him, Christ will serve and care for because we asked. The word prayer is just another form of the word ask. Christ answered Bartimaeus when he called on him. Well, what about us now? Life now is no different. When we call upon Christ, he answers us. When even writing this homily, I asked myself, what is God doing in the text? And what has he done in my life? And how does this apply in the lives of others? I think in a way we can all identify with Bartimaeus. Why? In life, feeling bombarded and surrounded by issues, problems, and challenges, and feeling like we cry for help, oftentimes when waiting for what feels like a long time, it leaves us feeling abandoned and alone, not understanding why help wasn't coming, but knowing deep down that one day it would. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask in his name and he's there lovingly serving and providing for us. Having faith in him, enough to ask for our needs and the desires of our heart to be met, is not selfish. It is the desire of our loving God and Heavenly Father to dote on his children who seek to ask, much like a child seeks for their needs to be met by their mother and father. As humans, we tell our older children, if they have a need, to voice it. We're not mind readers. Unless they tell us, we don't know. As infants, we have each cried. And as parents, we have tried to discover the needs of our child and fill the need so that our child feels loved, comforted, and well cared for. Our own commandments to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and second, to love your neighbor as yourself, speak that these are the most important things to live by. So looking after our own needs is not selfish. It is necessary to love ourselves and meet our own needs so that we have even more love to share with others to meet their needs. Looking after our own needs is in fact necessary and is the hinge pin for everything else. When our own needs are fulfilled, it is so much easier to reach out to others in the name of Jesus and help them to live a life of love and service to themselves, their families, to others, and most importantly, to a loving Heavenly Father who loves and cherishes each of us. When we ask our Heavenly Father in faith, knowing that He hears our cries, that He hears our prayers, He does answer with the common good of all in mind. If you're asking for something that isn't something He can answer right away when you ask, be patient. Our loving Father wants what is good for all of us. So when He moves to affect the most good. People oftentimes tussle and deal with all kinds of struggles simply because they neglected to put God first and ask Him. Can you imagine if we all prayed to Him, asking for our needs and wants to be met, and what that would do for us, let alone the world? Christ wants us to ask Him to fill our needs and the desires of our hearts, to trust Him to answer our prayers, to be determined in coming to Him, to be patient enough to wait on Him, and of course, most importantly, to love Him. He forces nothing on us. We know enough as children to ask our parents for things. We all have been doing this as we grew up ourselves. It's like training since birth to ask for our needs to be met. Whatever the reason is that you stop praying and asking Christ for your needs to be met, remember to reach up in faith and ask. He's waiting for you to come to Him and is delighted to help, and even more delighted to meet your needs, to have that relationship of trust with Him. Think of Bartimaeus. Think of the crowd that surrounded him. Despite the crowd trying to order his silence, Bartimaeus had faith enough to continue to cry to Jesus to help him. Continue to pray and ask Jesus to meet your needs. We all have them. It is His delight to share His love and to serve and care for His children. Oh, by the way, that is us. That is each of you. That is each of your family members, friends, and neighbors. That is your fellow priests, bishops, and clergy. And yes, even me. So when going about your daily affairs, remember Him first in your day. At first you may feel like there's a lot to ask for, perhaps too much, but a loving Father who waits to serve each of us and loves us just to ask. Just pray. He knows our needs and the desires of our heart even before we ask. If our Father in heaven knows how many hairs on the top of our head, you can bet He knows every aspect of us and knows what makes you hesitate to ask, even if you don't. So I would encourage you to take time out of your day. Better yet, bring Him along with you in your day. Pray to Him, ask for what you need, and in that process of asking and continuing to ask, you'll find, much like I have, a loving and doting Father with whom to spend more than worthwhile time with in your days. We are, after all, God's dear children, and He is, after all, our Father who loved us and wants what is truly best for us and to have a relationship with Him. Just watch. Ask Him. Say a prayer to Him in Jesus' name and trust Him to answer, because He will. Whether it's your time or it's His, I can guarantee you several things. One, He hears you when you cry out to Him. Two, no matter how loudly the world around you feels like it's trying to shut you down, know He can and does hear you searching for Him. Three, even in those times where it doesn't feel like He's answering you, trust that He is working for your greatest good, and so it will be more than worth the wait when your prayers are answered. Four, when you have asked, He will answer you. That is God the Father's good pleasure to love and dote on you. Why? Because we are all His children, and He loves us. When we struggle most, when we feel like there's nowhere else to go, when we're stuck, when we feel like our wheels keep spinning, but we're not getting anywhere, when we feel like there's no one listening to us, when we're lost and feel like we're surrounded in darkness, we are all asked to believe that when we ask in faith, He answers us. At the end of the struggle, when you do find victory, perhaps you discovered that, like Bartimaeus, if prayer and healing don't come out of a relationship with God, they just might lead to one. Dearest Heavenly Father, we know You love each of us with everything and that You wait upon us to speak with You and have a relationship with You. Help us each to pray more trusting that with each prayer, it draws us closer to you as you draw closer to us. Help us to be determined and to trust that when we speak, you do hear us and answer our prayers in the timing best suited to the greatest good of all. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community, for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather and for abundant harvests for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, for prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come eternal life for you. Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world, at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. and may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
All understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.